Here's a question. What has two shells, a 3-foot neck, and can live to be more than 150 years old? Well, the answer is a geoduck, the largest clam in North America. For years, divers have harvested the delicacies from the salt waters of Washington, Alaska, and British Columbia, and now, like oysters and other shellfish, entrepreneurs are learning how to farm geoducks. Reporter Austin Jenkins toured one farm near Olympia, Washington.
Geoduck farmer Jim Gibbons drops anchor on Hursting Island in southern Puget Sound.
We can get out.
It's low tide, revealing acres of white plastic tubes partially buried in the sand. The tubes are a foot long and 4 inches in diameter. Over the top of each one is a black net. This is a geoduck farm. Gibbons kneels next to one of the tubes, which is designed to protect the growing geoduck from predators.
You can just kind of pull that net off and take a peek, and there you can see the animal's venting, and we can just pull this tube to the side. You see three nice geoducks.
The geoducks look like an oversized clam, which is what they are. They have grooved white shells and thick brownish necks. In the process of showing them off, Gibbons accidentally severs one of their necks.
This is your opportunity to have the freshest geoduck that's possible.
He carefully peels the rubbery outer skin from around the neck, then uses his teeth to cut it into pieces.
There you go. A little bit like crab and clam is what I think.
The geoduck is salty and crunchy like a pickle. In China, the neck meat is a delicacy. It's served raw on a bed of ice for as much as $100 a plate. In the United States, it's popular in sushi. That's why 7 years ago, Gibbons decided to give geoduck farming a try. A self-described risk-taker, he raised $5 million, maxed out dozens of credit cards, leased some private beach, and started planting baby geoducks, or what he calls clam seed, raised in a hatchery.
The clam seed can cost 15 cents a piece. And the animal, a good number one grade animal, coming out of the ground, 2 pounds, might be worth $20. So that's the profit incentive right there.
100 yards up the beach, a crew from Gibbons' biggest competitor, Taylor Shellfish, is taking advantage of one of the lowest tides of the year to harvest mature geoducks. 5 men in wetsuits are waist-deep in the sand. They thrust high-pressure water hoses into the sand, turning it into a slurry. With their free hand, they feel for the geoducks. They can't see what they're doing. It's all by touch. But they work fast, pulling geoducks out of the ground like magicians pulling rabbits out of a hat. Mike Booth is one of the harvesters.
I reach in about a foot and a half and grab that there. You can feel that. It's a unique texture underneath the ground.
Currently, there are just a handful of companies farming geoducks on approximately 100 acres of private beach in Washington State. It's estimated the annual harvest is $5 to $7 million and growing. This startup industry is the product of a partnership between the farmers and the state. Gene Canings is with the Washington Department of Natural Resources.
The state actually pioneered the growing of seed in the state-owned hatchery and did a bunch of experiments. They developed the tube planting on state-owned beaches, state park beaches.
Back at the beach, Jim Gibbons digs into the wet sand to check on a recently planted crop of geoducks. Things are not looking good. Like any new industry, there's a lot of trial and error.
We actually kill more seed than we harvest right now. I think it has the potential, but we haven't figured it out completely.
One question the state has is what impact will geoduck farming have on the harvest of wild geoducks, which benefits local Indian tribes and nets the state $4 to $6 million a year in royalties. In addition to economic impacts, the state is also looking into the environmental consequences of the fast-growing industry. Economic and environmental studies are due back later this year. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.